thanks once again for joining us into another New Far Generation podcast. We are a youth group located in the city of Hialeah, Florida. We would like for you to meet a fascinating and exciting group of young people. Come spend an enjoyable and gratifying evening with us at 8833 Northwest 107th Street. You can also keep yourself informed on the latest events taking place at New Far Generation by following us in MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Don't let the enthusiasm finish without spending a delightful evening at a house of peace on Thursdays and Saturdays. Today, Pastor Edgar Ordóñez will be bringing a short but edifying and helpful word concerning maturity and growing as a son of God.
You have to know what tools God made you with, what equipment you came in with. You know what I'm saying? A car is expensive because of all the appliances that it has, right? Como dicen los cubanos, me compré un carro con todos los hierros aceres. I mean, it's full of appliances. The more appliance, the more gadget it has, the more expensive there is, right? The more things it does, the more appealing to the customer. The more you want somebody to pay you good money, you have to know what your skills are, and you have to work at it, and you have to refine them, and you have to fine-tune them. Just learn to do something, one thing, and do it great, and that will make you rich. That will make you go up in the structural ladder. It will take you to the top. A specialist makes a lot of money than a general practitioner, like a general doctor, family doctor. They make so much money. But when you go to a specialist, they make a lot of money because they became special of doing something. That's what the eagle does. You have to know what your talents are. You have to know it. And other people will tell you. Other people will recognize you. You're good at this. You're good at that. Okay, that's it. Concentrate. Don't try to, I do a little bit of this and I do a little bit of that. I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. I'll tell you, you're going to have a kingdom job. You're going to end up where? BK. Specialize in something. Are you here? Are you learning something? Listen, for this kind of wisdom, people pay a lot of money and people make a lot of mistakes because nobody taught them what I'm teaching you for free. So receive it, appreciate it, and above all, walk on the revelation. What I'm teaching you, many of your teachers, it could be college teacher, university teacher, they don't know this because they don't know the Bible. And the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord. If they don't fear God, the wisdom that they will have is worldly wisdom. It's not good. Amen? Are we here? So, Romans 8:14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the Son of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. And that's going to be the end of it. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the Son of God. You can pray in tongues. You can come to church. You can give your offering. You can probably play an instrument. You can be an usher. But the Bible says, if you are not led by the Holy Spirit, if you're not obedient, you are not a son or a daughter of God. You know what I'm saying? When our kids are not behaving in a mall, we don't want nobody to know they're our kids. You know, we let them, they're not my kid, you know, it's somebody else's, you know? They're having a fit, you know. They're crying, you know. Toddlers, they want a little toy you don't buy. Break dancing on the floor and everything. He says, that's not my kid. Same thing with God. When we're not obedient, he says, forget it. You're not my son. Are you here with me? You're only God's son or daughter if you behave and if you're obedient and if you're led by the Holy Spirit. But the good news for you is over here, we're talking about these are the son of God. The word son in the Greek language has a lot of meanings. Here we say son could be 1 year old, 7 years old, 13 years old, 40 years old, same word. But in Greek is different, you know. The word right there is ousios, a mature son. A mature son is led by the Holy Spirit. Because it could be an immature son, you know. Could be a little toddler. They're God's son, but they still have to mature. So you could be 13 years old, 14, 15 years old. But if you obey God, he will say, that is a mature son, that is a mature daughter, and you're going to start receiving mature blessings. Are we here? That's why here at church, there are people who know God for 10, 15, 20 years. They're still stuck in the same place. They ain't going nowhere because they're immature. They never grow. And sometimes comes somebody who just met the Lord. He says, Pastor, what's next? Vision en acción. Vision in action. Okay, I go 5 weeks in the morning. What's next? You have to receive the Holy Spirit. Okay, I want to receive the Holy Spirit. Choom, they start speaking in tongues. Pastor, what's next? You need to be baptized in water. Baptized in water. Shun, they get baptized in water. Pastor, what's next? You have to give 10% of your earnings to God. No problem. Here we go. Man, that person, Pastor, what's next? You have to enroll in the institute. Okay. In 1 year, they're preaching. They're deacons. They're serving God. God is blessing their finances. They have disciples. What happened? The other guy, 20 years saved, is still a midget spiritually, tattoo, you know. Bonsais are good for trees, not for people, you know. They stay like that. So if you want to become a mature son of God, it's only through obedience. So number one, being driven by the wind means that you have to know what you're good at. And number two, you have to learn to flow with God's grace. Repeat after me. Raise your hand and say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to flow in God's grace. You know, that's the success of this ministry. That's the success of my ministry. Learning to flow. Go with the flow. You cannot go against the wind. You cannot go against the current. You're going to get tired. You were not made for that. You know, the eagle takes advantage of the wind to soar high up. It's like a plane. When he's got the wind in his back, it just goes much faster and easily. And it's gracious because the eagle has know how to go with the flow, and you have to know it. What's God's grace? Undeserved favor? It's God's doing something for me that I don't deserve. It's God's making hard things easy, making what's impossible possible. That's what God's grace really is. What it says, seek first his kingdom and all the other things should be added unto you. That's what God's grace is. You know, when you're tired, he will renew you. You have to do your part. You know what I'm saying? You have to pray. You have to know what you're here. You have to focus. You have to concentrate. But then, after you have done all that, you have to wait and rest on God's grace. I could do so much with my call, with my gift, with my own strength. But if God will pick me up and take me wings like eagle, then I can reach the sky. You know what God's grace is? Like if you're walking down the street and you're walking to school and all of a sudden you see 30 people looking up and saying, look at that, look at that, look at that. And you stop and you say, what is it? What is it? Can you see? No, I just see something round. It's a turtle on top of the light post. How did the turtle get up there? They don't climb, they don't jump, they don't fly. Somebody had to put him over there. That's God's grace. When he pick you up and put you on top because you love him, because he loves you and you love him and you're doing things the right way. When you're doing things the right way, he will just pick you up and he will carry you and he will go the extra mile for you. Amen?
That's all for this week's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Join us next week for another episode. If you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please repeat this prayer with me. Lord, I know I am a sinner. I believe that Christ died for me on the cross, and I believe with all my heart that he resurrected from the dead. Right now, I invite Christ into my heart, and I ask the forgiveness of my sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.